All right, the next one listed here is me. I'm Alan Deardorff. I am an economist that teaches about and studies about international trade policy, and that's what the course is, international trade policy. It's a companion course, in a sense, with international financial policy that Catherine Dominguez is teaching now and will teach again next winter. The idea is that if you wanted a full education in an international economic policy, you would take both of those courses. But when we introduced these some time back, we feared that or expected that not everybody would take both of the courses, and therefore we both teach a small portion of our own course on the other person's topic. So near the beginning of my course, I spend a few lectures on some of the basics of international finance, how exchange rates are determined and where the trade balance and all that kind of thing comes from and how it matters. And she does something of the sort with trade policy, although I've never been there, so I don't know what she says. We do, conveniently for you, agree on the same textbook. And we've agreed for next year to use the same one we've been using for years, which means there should be plenty of old beaten up copies of them around that you could buy. The trade policy course is about trade policy. Trade policy is tariffs, quotas, all sorts of agreements between countries, either bilaterally or multilaterally with many, many countries, often involving the World Trade Organization or various national or group entities that deal with trade policy. In the United States, that's the United States Trade Representative's Office. My course, and Catherine's too, actually, these are the economics of it all. And so I do quite a lot with using economic tools to analyze these trade policies. Looks a lot like benefit-cost analysis, if you've had that in Micro B, which most of you have, simply applied to these international topics, which gives you tools and, I hope, the understanding of the variety of effects that these policies have. But we also deal quite a lot with the institutions of international trade and how those all work. During the course of the term, you will write three short papers. And I've already forgotten. Do I have a midterm? I think I do. I certainly have a final exam. I don't have problem sets that are required, although I try to make a few of them available for you to just play with for your own enjoyment. So that's, I think, all I'll say about my course, because I want to squeeze in a little bit about other people's courses, and it looks like I may have difficulty doing that. I've got notes from four people about courses they'll be teaching in the fall, and they were not able to come today to talk about them. The first one was from Susan Waltz. Now, Susan is actually written down to teach two courses in the fall, 675 and 676. She only sent me a note about 675 because there is some chance that she won't be teaching the 676. At least I think that's the reason she did that. So let me tell you what she said about 675. That's human rights and public policy. It's, as she says, a basic foundational course for MPP students interested in the real-world work of human rights. Because it's a course for aspiring policy practitioners, class discussions and written assignments are geared to help students develop skill sets used in various aspects of human rights work. In the fall of 2010, it will include class projects using Wiki software. She's into that. She told the faculty about it this week, but I was out of town, so I missed it. So I'm real curious what Wiki, I mean, it's like Wikipedia, but I don't think she just means that you look everything up there. So I don't know. She does say no previous knowledge / experience is necessary. I assume she means about that. Some knowledge of something must surely be useful. In terms of substance, the course introduces all the main touchstones in the policy world of human rights, including the nature of human rights research, the role of human rights campaign groups, the UN monitoring system, and various policies that serve as enforcement mechanisms, as well as issues related to philosophy and law. So that's her course. Yes? At some point, you will. No, that's if it, that other course will not be taught if she does not teach it. Yeah. In case you're wondering why the uncertainty about this, she is a plausible, if maybe not likely, but perhaps likely, candidate to lead the IEDP next year, the TRIP. And if she But that's in your hands to some extent. And if that happens, then she won't teach that other course. But she's not the only person that might lead that trip, in which case, if it's somebody else, then she would teach that course, and she would need to do something to let you know more about what it is. But she hasn't done that yet. Okay, I've got, looks like, a couple of minutes. Let me just quickly, I'm not going to be able to read everything he sent me, but Ted Parson is not a member of the Ford School of faculty, but he teaches a course that has been very attractive to Ford School students when they've taken it. I don't know how many have done that, but I certainly talked to a few that liked it a lot. It's called, it's got a new number. It used to be numbered 500, and that just seemed bizarre given our setup. So now it's going to be called Public Policy 594, but it is the same course he's taught before. It's called Thinking Analytically for Policy and Decisions. It's taught in SNRE in the Dana building with an optional review session on Fridays from 10 to 11:30 in the same room. You can email him for more about it. Let me just touch on a little bit of what he sent me about it. The course develops the skills of using simple analytic methods and models to understand real decisions and policy issues drawn from the realms of natural resource management, hence Dana, public policy, hence us, business strategy. I could imagine there's going to be people from Ross over there, politics, negotiations, and conflict. And since I don't have time to read all of his paragraphs here, let me just scan down for looking for something that would tell you what you're going to have to do, because you seem to want to know that. Yes, here we go. Evaluation is by three problem sets and a final examination. And we'll post somehow or other what he said about the course so that you'll get to look at it in more detail. But let me repeat, I know that students, analytically inclined ones, obviously, that have taken it in the past, he didn't teach it this year at all. So there may not be too many people around campus that are around the Ford School that have taken it. But in previous years, it's been very well received by those who have taken it. Okay, I saw a minute ago the mayor walk in. There he is.